All right. Hey.
Spider.
Come on, Spider.
Going everywhere.
What the fuck you doing, Spider?
You just ruined that crawler. If anyone was going to eat that crawler, it's now soaked in cream.
What are you doing, Spider? What was that milk in there?
He just ran away, too.
I didn't realize it was open.
That was like a drive-by. You just... Phew.
My bad. Sorry to botch the opening Don't, like that.
It's all right, Spider. You got caught in the crossfires because... But then you move the ad. Now I can't read it, Spider. I know it's Dunkin' Donuts because we have wonderful Dunkin' Donuts right here. This is presented by Dunkin'. We all know the best meal of the day. I think they mean breakfast. But you get two bacon, egg, and cheeses for $5. Two for $5. America runs on Dunkin'. Barstool runs on Dunkin'. You can see we're getting set. We got our coffees. You're a donut guy, Kevin, I think.
Yeah, pass them over. I'll find the one that's not soaked in milk right now. Gonna go with this girl a little sugar one.
That would have been what I would have taken, to be honest. Now I'm left with fancy donuts, Dunkin' Donuts. I like you, but I eat
Keep
two donuts.
Chocolate
I eat meat. I eat plain. Now you okay, you got Coke on your lips. I eat two. I eat plain and I eat chocolate. No, you don't do Coke on the lips. We got the breakfast egg sandwiches, we got everything. Let's start with Red Sox. A big win.
Bradley Jr. Ball to right. Redick is at the wall. Can only watch a grand slam.
Huge win. I and we got Chaps over there, the Astros fan. I went in. I respect the Astros. I think they're very good. I'm very excited the way this series is going. Luckily for all of America, the double that should have been a two-run double by Steve Pearce, which clearly hit the wall, didn't come back to bite the Red Sox.
Unbelievable investigative work by Jared on that.
Well, everybody. I mean, to be honest, I don't know what MLB
but the
was.
Mark versus not Mark.
Yeah, and there's now.
That turned me.
That turned me.
There's
too.
Also
I
now,
thought you guys were being stupid.
There's also now, like, plenty of angles where it clearly shows the ball going
unfair
up.
And balanced that came out at first was very much like no, but then I saw my, it my and thing, I said no.
And again, we don't have to spend too much time on it because it didn't matter, but. MLB like reviewed that so quickly when like logic said you hear the noise, we need good footage. The footage is out there. I don't know why they did it so fast.
And that's such a big play that you think that that's going to be one that they take. Like I understand and whenever it's safe at first or something like that.
And there is no time limit. I asked that, but it's a huge win for the Red Sox. Just a muscle win. Evoldi shoved.
He looks like a gamer.
Yeah, he looks like ready to go. So Bregman and all his trash talk, I didn't realize after he deleted the snaps of saying they went back to back to back, which blew up in his face. Then he put a picture of him standing on home plate saying foreshadowing. So I like cocky, but just like what happened to Aaron Judge, Red Sox are shoving it. And
Bregman backed it up last night. He didn't have any home runs.
No, he didn't really. He hit a ground ball.
The way that he played in the field was unbelievable.
No one's backing it up with their glove. You gotta back it up with the plate.
I mean, he's like great.
I'm saying if you're gonna do that, you gotta swing the bat.
But it's not necessarily like about him. I mean, it's basically if you're gonna talk that trash, you can't get demolished. Now it doesn't matter if they win the series. But right now, first of all, I think the team that wins the American League is definitely gonna win the World Series. The Red Sox, and I kind of fell victim. They were the best team all season long, and they're kind of showing they're still the best team.
Yeah.
So, great day to be a Red Sox fan.
They almost came in as like an underdog for a minute.
They had that mentality because
right?
It's what...
And then they win games like this, and I'm like, oh, wait
a minute. Which is bizarre because it's the most Red Sox win season history.
Right, but it's the Astros defending champs. Astros were hurt for a good portion of the season. Astros swept the Indians. And I think, to a man, most people like the Verlander-Cole 1-2 combo is
the best out there.
Well, Carlos Correa being really shitty right now completely changes that Astros lineup, too.
Moving to the next, and by the way, all those clips we had with Hubs and the dunce hat, and I thought the funniest thing, and it took me like five times to watch it, was Marina in the back just being like, she's such a Boston homer, I love Marina. So really just great, great footage all the way around. Great day to be a Red Sox fan, great day to be a Boston fan. Boston, I tweeted this out, 10-0. Bruins, Celtics, Patriots, Red Sox, 10-0 in their last
pretty
10.
Good. Pretty,
pretty good.
Good.
And like
some would say, it can't get any better.
Evenly, I think the Bruins have won four in a row. Red Sox have won two. Celtics won. Patriots three. So it's great. Speaking of the Astros sweeping the Indians are upset because the Astros cheated. So it is coming
allegedly.
Out.
Allegedly.
No.
I don't think it's allegedly.
I think this is going to be a big deal.
Rob Bradford, guy, I think he's EEI, said it is going to be a very big deal. Yeah, like they're downplaying it right now, but they're flat out cheating.
Going and
you think they'll start making calls to go a little bit more towards the Red Sox?
Well, the Astros,
like they're like, we don't want this team to win the World Series.
Well, let me put this way: the Astros in the playoffs had won. Well, I don't want to date back to last year. They definitely won the last one, so at least five in a row. We know cheating. The second they got outed, they haven't won since.
I don't mind cheating.
Oh, I'm very anti-cheating.
Like that kind of cheating stuff?
No, I hate it.
I don't mind it at all.
I hate it. It's not right. No place for it in sports.
I don't mind, like, I mean, I think I categorically disagree with you.
Like,
really?
I feel you like cheating?
So wait,
you don't like
so this guy, like, I don't mind, like, stealing signals. I feel like that's like, hey, it's gamesmanship. But this dude is like sitting there with a fucking phone and like relaying signals.
And like the Red Sox,
that to me is like manipulative, like spying.
And the Astros offense has all but disappeared since it happened, since they got outed.
I don't mind that. I want them to go back and do it again.
All right, chaps, we
don't get caught. Right?
We fundamentally disagree at any level. If you get caught using like video equipment cheating, then you should have to go back in time and relinquish all your titles.
Because I'm consistent from the top to the bottom. I don't mind if you're. Whole organization is cheating. I don't mind if you're juiced to the gills with steroids. I don't mind any of that.
I don't mind steroids. Something happens on me.
Gaz just has a quote from, if greeny stuff comes up, we have.
We'll get to it.
This is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Nice shave. I used their razor this morning, actually. It has shaves, everything you need, shower stuff, hairstyling products, and of course, razors and shaving supplies. You can get the same shave, same hair. You can look like me in the suit. It's very fancy. DollarShaveClub.com/barstool for a starter kit at $5. Dollar Shave Club, everything you need, shower stuff, hairstyling products, of course, razors and shaving supplies. Go to DollarShaveClub.com/barstool for a starter kit at $5. And I know we do these reads quickly, but we do appreciate the sponsors. And so if you need something, buy it. Helps us.
Dollar Shave Club has been down for like 7 years.
Totally,
too,
totally. So. And I love people who stick with the cause. We're a cause team. Dodgers Brewers. So that series now tied 2-2. I bet on the Brewers. They lost.
We were wrong. We were saying the Dodgers 13th. Would not win again.
Yep. They won in the bottom of the 13th. Very good. Well-pitched game. Manny Machado has become like kind of the story of the series. He kicked.
Johnny Hustle.
Yeah, he doesn't hustle, but when he does, he kicks you. Kicks like Andujar. That's the guy's name at first base.
Aguilar.
It's a good series. I have no idea what's going to happen the rest of the way, to be totally honest. I still like the Brewers, but it's a good series.
I thought Carrabas was right that like a lot of people don't know Manny Machado is the scumbag. Like if you're in the AL East and you're used to him, you know it. But like he feuds with people, he's openly an asshole. I feel like it's a coming out party for him being like a total piece of shit.
What was the thing Mitch Machado did when it was against the Blue Jays? Was that? He did something where like even his teammates were like, dude,
get
chill
the fuck
out.
Out of here, yeah. Would you spike Pedroia, he kicks this guy, he doesn't hustle,
but
he
if he's on your team,
it.
Do you mind it?
Well, I was gonna ask
the hustle shit I think you mind. The cheating stuff is a little different.
Spiking and shit like that. I've
always been Machado's
Cats
a great
is just
player.
Out for chaos. Cheating, like, fighting, whatever.
I actually don't think Machado could thrive in a New York, Boston. He's got
not
too many. He should stay in L.A.
Yeah.
They actually just forget about what happened.
I mean,
like,
if he comes to the Yankees and makes the Johnny Hustle comment, I forget about it.
What was the Machado? Was it with Scott Donaldson?
It's something with the A's, yeah. He goes too far. For those who missed what happened, 21-year-old was responding to a brushback pitch from A's lefty Fernando. He helicoptered his bat down the third baseline.
That's Scott Donaldson.
Right. Yeah, Josh Donaldson, yeah.
That's pretty good memory on me. I love it. You know what?
I don't mind that.
There's a lot of rumors about me. One that is
love,
the most...
I love this episode from you. Don't mind any of this.
Most inaccurate is that I don't, like, watch sports all the time. I know every reference. I just know them all. It's brilliant. I'm brilliant.
Credit to you.
Credit to me. We got a story, and I guess Chad.
Oh, wait, by the way, my man Christian Yelich going in on Manny Machado.
Yeah, oh yeah,
and he's a pretty quiet guy. For him to be like "fuck that motherfucker" is like whoa.
Yeah, I know. I've never heard him say much. How did he personally? He chirped you, right? Because he was killing the Mets.
Yep, we had a little blood feud going for a while. Yeah, hit on my mom. It's been a whole thing.
What's up, Mrs. Clancy? Let me know if you're ever in Milwaukee. You always got a ticket.
Oh wow. we got a school. I don't know where it is. L.A. Maybe. That's a guess. But anyways, a dad is dropping his son off to elementary school in a Ferrari. The dad, by the way, makes 500 grand a year. That's a lot of money, but it's not like Ferrari money.
That's not Ferrari money at all.
In the article, it said it was Ferrari money. That's like how much that's a year salary.
Can you like
lease Ferraris? Isn't a Ferrari like half a grand?
Is that even possible?
Half a grand, half a mil?
I thought they're at least like a quarter of a mil. $500,000 a year is not enough money to own unless you like what that's you all
lease,
you have.
If you lease it,
I was gonna say, can you lease Ferraris? Is that
yeah,
even a thing?
So.
Well, that's good, but it's going to be
they brought
but we're talking brand new, too. Was it a brand new one, or did he get a used one?
It's a new one, whatever. Now,
that changes it all.
He's getting Ferrari shamed.
Ferrari shaming is bullshit.
Because the students are like, you're flaunting your wealth, you're making other kids feel bad. What's the point of wealth?
That's the whole point of having Ferrari money is that you drive a Ferrari, but it does change things if he doesn't actually have Ferrari money. I would shame him in a different way. I'd be like, you're a phony. You're a
that
pretender.
Is there is actually nothing.
Debt. Yeah, right. There's
actually nothing worse than fake rich. No, I'm real rich.
Yeah,
I'm new money rich.
You're definitely new money rich. You were fake rich for a while. Now you're real rich.
I don't know actually because a banker recently said you need $25 million to actually be rich. So I'm not even close to that.
No, nice.
I asked Damon John. He said 10.
Right. I think that, 10 hovering. Here. I think Large said like 50 in his world.
Yikes.
So you're not anything like that.
So it's all.
I think 10 million is fair.
But I think that's city by city. Everyone is like you can be, you're not New York rich, but you're Boston rich.
I don't even know what real rich people do because I haven't felt like.
See, that's a surefire sign you're fake rich. You just said that statement out loud. You're fake rich.
Well, there's nothing that I've ever done in the last 2 years. I'm like, I can't do that because like I do anything.
We just did this on the podcast because the lottery's up to 900 million. Like if I won that. You like upgrade your apartment, you get a few nice things, but like,
underselling it.
But it's like, what would you do that's like so different?
But I always think that, like when I'm in, like if I'm at dinner and they talk it, and like I literally like Robert De Niro, it's like, see, there's nothing else to do. Like I'm doing what
you're
he's
with
doing.
That guy, and yes. He's a bajillionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, because you could do any vacation you want to do.
I think traveling is the only thing that I have.
Flying private for sure.
Yeah.
And going to Burning Man, but doing it like glamping. No, that is. I'm telling you.
You want to do that?
That is. I've heard like ultra. It's like
but
yeah.
I don't see you as a glamping kind of guy.
No. What?
You would go glamping?
Big time. Like nature and stars, but with like cable TV and like air conditioning. Yes.
At Burning Man, with how hot it is there.
Well, then you have air conditioning. That's
what glamping. Right. Is,
you're
right?
Still gonna go outside. Still like 150 degrees.
Yeah, but then
degrees.
There's people like fanning you in bikinis and feeding you grapes.
That doesn't seem bad.
That seems pretty good.
What you need money for? Action Bronson versus Vice. I really don't know who Action Bronson really is.
We should go get him.
Yeah, the problem is, and this was the same thing with Joe Budden. When we tried to get him, it's like, it's kind of hard. They're so established, such big stars, and they command huge salaries, probably worth it. It's like, we're not very good at that.
No, Joe Budden probably would have been worth it, though.
But Action Bronson, I got the same vibe on him. Yeah. I was like, he's worth it.
Well, if he got mad about what he did with Vice, he would get mad at us.
That's
in a
right.
Second.
Right. But I also don't think we would have done whatever it is that Vice did.
No, we do. It's like we
1,000%.
Want,
yeah, what, it's like
what did Vice do?
Like they put a picture of him looking fat as shit. Oh, on Twitter. And that is our thing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. Let's pass on Action Bronson. Yeah. I love you, Bronsolino, but no, we can't be doing that.
What happens when like Salt Bae is like 50 years old or something is a fat version?
Oh, so it was just like he had like you got like thin skin?
Yeah, seem that way. I bet it's like he doesn't.
There's got to be something more going on. I mean, he does not seem like he's not a thin skin guy.
Most of the time,
he is.
Right?
Why I mean, if you fire back, I think it's because he didn't expect.
Well, we said about Mike Rapport, he's suing us all. So who knows?
True. Maybe it's a New York thing.
Maybe. The more you're like, oh, I'm the king of trash talk, the more sensitive you are. Yeah. Also, I think most of the time it boils down with these guys, like it definitely was with Joe. It's like he doesn't think he's getting paid enough.
Yeah.
That's generally is it.
Straight cash on me.
Just shout out to the Warriors rings last night. The first, as I think, first reversible championship rings ever. Awesome.
That's boss shit.
Just awesome.
That's boss shit.
Had to give it a shout out.
The side with the blue is really fucking cool.
Was not blogged by any of our multiple basketball NBA guys that night, even though they're full time.
Tough night for the basketball blog.
And speaking of that, Celtic Sixers opening night. Very Instagrammable game, very viral game. It was Embiid seemingly versus everybody. Dispute whether Embiid was getting beaten because Jaylen Brown tried to dunk on him from like the 3-point line, actually got the ball like rejected. Into the hoop, so it counted. There's also the image, which begs, did he get posterized because it looks like a poster?
I think that's all that matters. If it looks like a poster, that's all that matters.
It definitely looks like a poster.
I mean, they should make
you
gift
can do
posters.
That. Yes, I understand what you're saying, but like,
You could make, there's a million moments where you're like, you're throwing the ball through the air. It looks like a poster, but he didn't complete the pass. Or he swung the bat, but it wasn't a home run. Like,
but did you see the picture the Celtics tweeted out? I mean, it's a little
It's unbelievable. He's flying through the fucking air, but he didn't. I mean, anybody can run and jump from the three-point line and not dunk the ball.
It didn't not go in. It went in.
He looked like he
took
off. But
anybody can jump from far away.
And I'm not sure that he would have been able to make the dunk anyway.
I know.
That's why anybody can do that. Tonight, you can see that again, that exact picture.
I don't know.
But it's Embiid.
Anybody can jump.
I don't think that picture happens that often as much as
I mean, yes, like he is flying through the air. He is high in the air. But I'm saying there are athletic guys who could just take off from an unreasonable spot. And the picture looks awesome, but he didn't make it. He didn't dunk it.
He didn't dunk it. I mean, I'm a Larry Bird guy. It counts, too, whether you lay it in or block it in.
That's not your cover photo on Instagram immediately?
I don't think it is because I think it's like, I didn't finish the play.
It's mine.
And, it's this, and the same thing with the Tatum fucking...
No, the Tatum bank counts. The bank's open. Ask Tony Scheffler about the bank.
Bro.
Wide open.
You cannot, like, stare someone down and pimp a fucking prayer bank
shot. But he put him in the blender.
Not really.
No,
even
he did. He
for
put
a seven-foot center, everyone kept saying the reason why it banked in was because he had to get the shot off up over Embiid's hand, which means he stuck with him.
Jaylen Brown.
Listen, they demolished the Sixers. That's the story. You guys going crazy over these two plays that were pretty much lucky. Yeah, you actually haven't. The rest of the Celtics fans going crazy over these two plays that were really not that great is crazy.
I will agree. The Sixers just have to be so depressed. They've built this team, young team.
The process. I guess someone did it better.
It is 1,000 times worse than the Celtics.
What Embiid said after the game, though. That this is not a rivalry. They just keep kicking our asses.
Yeah. And I actually don't like that. I like when he's being a jackass more. That means I'm going to go to the gym.
I think you take
like
your ass kicking so often that you have to just be like,
it is an ass kicking right now. Celtics, I'm telling you, I said yesterday, I think the Celtics can beat Golden State. I really do. Don't forget, Golden State went 7 with Houston last year. It's just Cleveland was a bad team. This team is very good. And then lastly, there's something we'll bring it up. I was ranting and raving before. Greeny, congratulations, full-time job. So Greeny's been writing. I'll give Greeny credit. He has been like working his ass off to get a job here. He writes tons of blogs. I let him do his thing. You're getting like, you know, freelance. You're not full time. You're not going to get Dave's teeth. You're now full time. It's what you wanted. It's what you begged for. You can't go to the game. Suck your own dick. You're on the Jumbotron because you work for me. Great. There's no mention of this game from you until late at night. You pick a stock photo of Terry Rozier. A stock photo from Google Images. From fucking, like, what is that company?
Getty Images. Which, good on him, because we're supposed to do that.
Yeah, but we have, like...
we just don't.
The rest of the goddamn internet is talking about the dunk, whether it's a dunk, whether you can posterize Jalen Rose. There was... That particular game had, like, as many Instagrammable, like, viral moments, and you do a stock photo, and you get up... I did this to Karabas, when Karabas... like was begging to work here. It's like, all right, I'll throw you a couple crumbs, Karabas. And then he goes to opening day and is like, oh, I didn't know we had to block. What do you think we're doing here? Greeny's going to school. Greeny's going to blogging school.
He has spoken. So at first, Viva La Stool tweeted, would not want to be Greeny right now. He's squarely in Stool President Day sightlines. He said, what did I do? And then you responded, one of the worst blogging performances I think I've ever seen. I don't think he knows it. He quote retweeted it, rut-row. And then he said, to his point, me being there compromised getting instant stuff up. I normally don't go so I can be in the blogging station.
But he goes when...
But my dad was being honored as the season ticket holder of the game, and he sort of begged me to be there. That viral stuff is what I signed up for, so I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Greeny, you signed up. I don't care about your fucking dad. Season ticket holder of the year? What the fuck does that mean?
Okay.
Of the game.
Let me step in. I was going to be quiet here for a second. Greeny he's got to be a stoolie for like 10 years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been around, right? The thought that excuse was going to play with Dave Portnoy is fucking insane.
It's like you
scrap. Do you know how long we're going to hear about Greeny's dad being the season ticket holder of the day? I mean, that is like, that's going to be on a t-shirt. That was the most ridiculous idea ever.
Did he actually type out rut-row?
Yeah, he did.
What the fuck about your dad?
R-U-H space R-O.
He got congratulated on the Jumbotron for getting a job with us. Well, do your fucking job. Bill Belichick, that's a direct quote. Listen, he's been like begging, scratching, clawing for a job here. He's worked his way for a job. Then you get the job, and you're like, now you're going to relax? No, now you start.
Well, but
I mean, his dad was being honored.
Yeah. Fucking dad. And if that dad knew how to be a dad, he'd be like, isn't this your first day as a full-time employee at Barstool, the Celtics? The Celtics are playing on opening night against the Sixers. Kind of a big deal. Maybe you should work, son. You finally got your job. You don't get fired after fucking 20 minutes of basketball. That's what I would do if I was a dad.
But the lighting on that picture was really nice on Terry. You have to say.
Yeah, it's a fucking, those people, what is the company again?
Getty.
Getty's has nice cameras.
Good at it.
Well, shout out to Mr. Greeny. I just want
to put Greeny and Reeves next to each other at school. Two NBA guys and we nothing. It's a rundown.